It's Spring Share-a-thon 2018 on American Family Radio. In God we trust.
Some trust in chariots, and some trust in horses. But we trust in the name of the Lord our God.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight.
In you, Lord my God, I put my trust.
It's Spring Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Call 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or visit afr.net. In God we trust. It's Spring Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
And it is Spring Share-a-thon. This is one of my favorite times of the year, except for Fall Share-a-thon. Ed Vitagliano, Fred Jackson, Walker Wildman. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Great to be with you.
Yep. It is today's issues, kind of, sort of. That's in the background. It is Spring Share-a-thon. I so enjoy it. It is like a party around here. Mm-hmm. We have volunteers from around the country who are in Share-a-thon Central. And you know what they're wanting you to do, folks? They're wanting you to call 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. They want to talk to you. They want to see how your day's going, if you want to talk about that. But what they want to hear is, yes, I'd like to give to Share-a-thon, Spring Share-a-thon, to help American Family Radio stay on the air and continue doing what we've been doing since 1991.
Amen.
Walker, this is a ministry that is a national Christian radio network. We get donors from all over the country who will call in and support American Family Radio. Where are some of the places that we've had recent pledges from?
Yeah, just recently we had Betsy from Dublin, Georgia. We had Beryl from Vicksburg, Mississippi. We had David from Piedmont, Missouri. James from Conway, Arkansas. Howard from Hodgkinville, Kentucky. David from Aransas Pass, Texas. That was a tough one. And Anita from Orange, Texas. So folks from Texas, Kentucky, Ohio, Georgia, Mississippi, all across the country supporting American Family Radio.
And they have called the number, and I'm saying this because Jim Stanley, our general manager, walks in, and he's always saying, give the number, give the number, give the number. Because people listen a lot of times, and they go, I want to give. Yeah. How do I do that? So exactly. Call 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Now, you don't have to talk to human beings here. We have a bunch of fine human beings here in Share-a-thon Central. If you want to just go on the computer, you can go to afr.net. But if you want to talk to one of our fine people, and they are from right here in America, okay? Like Tim Wildman says, they're not from Bangladesh. I always use Bangladesh. I don't mean to insult them, but if you want to call and talk to somebody, maybe with a little accent. There's accidents too. Sometimes a little Southern accent, maybe someone from Kansas or someone from Missouri. You'll talk to them if you want to talk to them. 877-616-2396. All right, Jim Stanley is in here. What do you got for
I'm
us,
in
bro?
The house. You're I have house. My hand up.
Yes.
I'm waiting for my turn patiently.
Go ahead.
You know, today is day three of our Spring Share-a-thon.
That's it.
All right. And so earlier this morning, Sandy Rios did over 900 calls in 1 hour.
I know. That is unbelievable.
1 hour.
Yes.
Okay. Wow. So there's a challenge for you guys. However, to help you with that challenge.
Yes.
Because there are three of you. And there was only right. Sandy and Fred this morning.
Yeah. All right, Jim.
All right, here you go.
Let's see where this
there,
is going.
There are three of you.
Yeah.
We're going to take, for the next hour and 51 minutes, 49 and a half, and the clock keeps ticking.
Yeah.
We're going to do a $50 add-on challenge.
Wow.
So every
what does
call,
that mean?
It means that every time there's a gift that comes in, $50 will be added to that gift.
Wow.
Now, that doesn't mean that the person calling will get the will get the items. They don't get
rebate.
The $50. And we're grateful for their gift, but it just means that this person is adding on to that. So when they make their gift, someone has said, we'll come alongside and we're going to help you with $50. And so there you go. You guys now for the next hour and 40-ish minutes or ever how many is left after I shut up, you guys, the calls that come in, those pledges will be at $50 will be added to those pledges. Not on that pledge, but added after the fact.
It's kind of like when we do a match.
Yeah, it's a radio coupon.
Yes,
yeah.
There you go.
So, it's a $50 coupon.
Right.
All right. At 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or as Ed preferred, if you live in a sterile environment and don't want to pollute yourself by talking to a human, online at AFR.net.
So Sandy and Fred didn't, during their hour of Sandy Rios in the morning, had over 900 callers come in. So we're going to find out whether that was because of Sandy or Fred.
That's right.
We have Fred now
on
our show.
That's right.
So we're going to find out, folks.
But I'm playing with a handicap.
With us?
Oh, that was a neat shot right there.
That was.
Hey, one important thing is when Ed mentions that you're not calling Bangladesh or some foreign country, the reason we say that is because with many big companies, big organizations, when you call their customer service line, you do not talk to an American.
Yes.
And you have trouble understanding them.
They
That's
farm it out
common.
Overseas.
Yeah,
what do you mean? He says he's David.
Yeah, right. David.
Yeah, David.
Because you can't pronounce his real name in America. So anyways, you're going to call American Family Radio right through the window behind us in the studio.
Uh-huh.
Our very faithful volunteers who have come out from all across the country to answer phones. So you're going to talk to someone here at American Family Radio who will be glad to take your donation.
Well,
so,
what number would you call?
Well, you need to call 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. 2396AFR.net.
Hey, listen, and now you got a deal. You got a real incentive. Yeah, you call in, say $25, $50, another $50 is going to be added on to whatever you are planning to pledge.
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't happen all the time, folks.
Right.
It really doesn't.
Yeah.
So this is a very special hour and 45 minutes roughly right now coming up. $50 gets added to whatever, and this is the third day.
Yes.
This is the last day of Share-a-thon, and a lot of people do wait to the last day.
Just to do some simple math here, if you give $50, of course, we'll add $50 to that, so it'll be a $100 gift. You give $10, we'll add $50 to that and make it $60. Mm. You give $200, we'll add $50 to that and make it $250, and you see how that goes there. But here are some qualifiers. If you're thinking to yourself, I'd like to give to American Family Radio, but is there any way I can kind of get something out of it, maybe get a T-shirt or get some materials? Yes, you can, and here's how you do it. If you give a one-time gift of $150 or more, you will receive this, 5 In God We Trust decals that you can put on the back of your car, maybe put on your computer or on your desk. You'll receive 5 In God We Trust bookmarks and 5 In God We Trust buttons that you can put on your T-shirt, hand out to family and friends. So that's a one-time gift of $150 or more. Or you can get this. With a monthly gift of $30 or more, you can receive everything I just mentioned. In addition to that, an In God We Trust T-shirt.
Right. Now, folks, we do need to clarify that the $50 add-on, like Jim Stanley said, is like a coupon.
Mm-hmm.
If you decide to give a monthly gift of $30 or more, you don't get $20 back. Okay, that kind of thing.
Right.
This is just for today. Your gift, extra $50 is added on, and so some generous person decided to do that, and that is a really cool thing. I don't think we've done that in any of our previous Share-a-thons, mm-hmm. So that's awesome. So anyway, it is Share-a-thon. In God We Trust is our theme for our spring Share-a-thon here in 2018. Okay, well, this is today's issues. So we do want to get to some news, Fred, and so what's happening?
Well, this is it's a kind of a good news, bad news story, and the headline is 71% of Americans say U.S. losing its national identity. That's kind of an interesting survey from the Associated Press. 7 out of 10 Americans think the United States is losing its national identity, while just 3 in 10 regard the country's identity as secure. And these attitudes are related to threats to that identity and pride in several aspects of the country. Now, let's break it down a little bit. 47% say illegal immigration is threatening to the American way of life. 15% think legal immigration threatens it. 71% say the United States is losing its national identity. That is the beliefs and values the country represents. 57% say the United States should be a country with an essential culture that immigrants adopt when they arrive. Now, why do I say it's a bad news in that you have a lot of Americans that are not happy with the way things are? The good news in this is that they're realizing there's a problem. That's good news, because half the problem is like when you go to the doctor, if you don't know what's wrong with you, you're not feeling well, you don't know. But more and more Americans are starting to think about, okay, we've got problems here. And where do the problems lie? Well, we're losing our identity. When I read this, I hearkened back to when Barack Obama was running for president, 2008. What did he say? I want to change the country.
Fundamentally change. Mm-hmm.
Change the country, change. Well, we went through 8 years of Barack Obama, and then along came a candidate in 2016, Donald Trump, who said, I want to make America great again. So I think what this points to is that more and more Americans realize that during the 8 years of Barack Obama, we went the wrong direction.
Right.
And they're looking for a correction. And despite all of the negative reporting against President Donald Trump and the constant hounding that he gets from his political opponents, what he promised to do for the United States, make America great again, redo the trade agreements, build a wall on the southern border. This poll, which is from the Associated Press, which is not a conservative news outlet, this poll is telling us that Americans do want to return to those things that make America great again. So the question then becomes, how does this, 71% of Americans say U.S. is losing its national identity, how does that get translated to votes coming up very soon in September? Now, I heard another story the other day, which kind of goes along with this, is that Democrats privately are admitting their messages aren't working. They are actually starting to worry that all their pounding against the president is going to backfire.
Mm.
The American people appear to be on the side of Donald Trump and all of those things that he's been trying to do. Mm-hmm. Now, added to that, here's what's interesting, another news story that's out there. We just found out that CIA Director Mike Pompeo, who the president now wants to be Secretary of State, went to North Korea a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
How does the CIA director get in and out of North Korea without anybody knowing? But we just found out about that to set the table for this meeting that President Trump is planning to have with Kim Jong-un, the leader of the North Koreans. The president confirming this yesterday, he's down in the Southern White House in Palm Beach, Florida. And he says, and again, this is typical President Trump. He says, yes, I'm going to meet. I'm optimistic because the goal is the denuclearization of North Korea. But President Trump says, you know what? I'll sit there and I'll talk and I'll listen. But if I feel things aren't going in the direction that I believe they should go, i.e. denuclearization of North Korea, I'll get up and walk away. So that tough talk, which the liberals love to dump on, appears to be working. And that I think it's resonating with the American people. So what do the Democrats have to go? What is going to be their platform? Just mm-hmm. think about this. We don't want to build a wall. Well, a whole pile of Americans say, yeah, we want a wall.
Right.
We think illegal immigration is wrong. And the value system harkens back to the biblical value system that this country was built upon.
Right.
There appears to be more and more Americans say, you know, that worked for us, and maybe we need to start turning things around. That's why I say there's a lot of discontented Americans. You might look at that as negative news, but I think the good news is they've diagnosed there is a problem, and here's what we need to do to fix it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to come back, and I want us to discuss some of the possible ramifications of what you just have been talking about. But folks, this is what you hear on American Family Radio. You get a Christian perspective mm-hmm. on the news of the day. That is why this network exists. There are places you can go that will simply talk about maybe immigration and building a wall. But you're not going to hear, even from conservative outlets like Fox News, you're not going to hear, you do sometimes, but not going to hear very often a discussion of immigration or national identity, those kind of things from a Christian perspective. When we talk about whether or not people are willing to give up the biblical foundations of this country, you're going to hear that on American Family Radio. We are a national Christian network of nearly 200 stations. It is our spring share-a-thon. It is the 3 days here in the spring, of which this is the last day, in which we come to you and say, folks, we're going to treat you like grown-ups. We need money. And that was from Brother Don, the founder mm-hmm. of American Family Association and American Family Radio, who said, treat our listeners like adults. You have needs to keep your home, your household running. We have needs to keep this network running. As we say frequently, you are listening to American Family Radio today because in the fall share-a-thon last year in 2017, people paid to keep American Family Radio going. They gave, they sacrificed to keep this network going. The number to call if you'd like to give to help us in our spring share-a-thon, 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. You know, Walker, I think that our listeners, many of whom are, I have no idea what percentage, but many of whom are first-time or new listeners, because mm-hmm. we have some new stations that we've added to the network. Mm-hmm. And what we frequently hear from them is, I had no idea this was going on, because yep. we report on news. You know, this North Korea thing, many people have heard that from numerous news outlets, mm-hmm. but they'll hear stories that nobody's reporting right. on, or very few people are reporting on. We hear frequently from people who say, I didn't know this was going on,
yeah.
and they appreciate the biblical perspective.
Yeah, that's exactly right, and that's what we provide here at American Family Radio. Just one story that comes up to the top of my head is the Netflix series 13 Reasons Why. Yeah, people are talking about that in the news, but not many are talking about it from a Christian perspective, from a Christian worldview perspective. And the reason that's important is because teenagers are watching this dark series on Netflix, 13 Reasons Why, and some of them, it's leading them to commit suicide. But you're not going to hear that on a secular news outlet. They're not going to cover that. But we cover the tough issues that families need to know about. And we not only talk about the issues and as you say, curse the darkness, but we provide tools and materials to help people be salt and light in their
candle.
That's right. Yeah. In their local city, in their state, and in our country. But here's how you can call. The reason we love our supporters, and one great thing about American Family Radio is because any gift you can give is important. Whether you give $5 or $5,000, every gift matters, and it all goes to further the mission of American Family Radio. Here's the number to call and the website, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. We have a challenge right now, or an add-on, I guess you could say. $50 will be added on to any gift you give. Any gift you give, we'll add $50 on top of that, and you can maximize your gift now by calling that number or visiting AFR.net.
You know, I was just talking to one of our telephone volunteers, who one of those great people who come to town here to help us out during Share-a-thon. So one of our staff members was giving her a little tour of we have two buildings here that we work out of. And here's the remark she made. She said, it is absolutely amazing that you folks do so much with so little.
Right.
What a testimony. You stop and think about that. We don't have an 8-story mirrored glass headquarters right. here. Very modest. It's the way your granddad started, Walker.
Yep.
You know, right. single story building. It's nice. It's clean, but yep. very modest.
Yeah.
But this lady said, yeah, and the other thing she says, it's amazing how God has brought together so many different people with different talents.
Yeah.
And it's God who's done it. But that one line she said, you do so much with so little, and that goes to the financial responsibility
right.
that this ministry has demonstrated through the years, which is why when we're audited, we get such praise. We have the highest rating on that. So you know, folks, when you send your pledge to us, that it's not going to be wasted. Mm-hmm. It goes into a ministry that takes your pledges very, very seriously. That you're putting up, it's your demonstration of a trust that you are demonstrating to this ministry, and we're thankful for it. Mm-hmm. 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396.
Brent, let's hear a listener testimony. I love these. Let's hear what a listener had to say about American Family Radio.
My name is Vicki, and I live in Jackson, Mississippi. American Family Radio means everything to me. I can't imagine not having it. I listen to several of your programs. I listen to Brian Fisher, and I really enjoy and learn a lot from Alex and Bert on Exploring the Word. They have a very special combination of knowledge, insight, compassion, devotion to God and His Word. And it's been a gift to me this year to listen to them. I lost my husband this last year, and I have suffered such grief. But by accident one day, while waiting to pick up my grandson at school, I listened to them, and I've been a listener ever since to them. My grandson, who is 11 years old, listens to them in the car going home from school, and you would be amazed at the questions he asks, and he's learned so much. And I appreciate your whole program, and I thank you.
Well, Fred, I love those listener testimonies. Fred, you were talking about integrity, and this started with the founder, Brother Don Weilman, continues with Tim and the other, you know, Walker and Wesley, Riley. And I know these young people. I've watched them grow up. They have the same integrity. This just runs in their family. One of the things, folks, I want to let you know, and again, this is our Spring Share-a-thon here in 2018. In God We Trust is our theme. The number to call if you'd like to give is 877-616-2396. That number, again, is 877-616-2396. You can go online to give if you'd like at AFR.net. We are, and it's important that you know that American Family Radio is a member of the ECFA. That stands for Evangelical Council for Financial Accountability. That means that AFR is held accountable for all the funds received from generous supporters like you, and the ECFA helps Christian ministries earn the public's trust by making sure that we are responsible stewards of the money we've been entrusted with. Let's hear from Brother Don Weilman as he was speaking to a group many years ago, and hear the what motivated Brother Don. Okay, we're having just a little technical difficulty on that. Well, I'll just tell you that the word that, and we're going to get that pulled up for you, the word that he always used was faithfulness. Mm-hmm. And here we go with Don Weilman.
What could I say to you that would help you go back out where it's rough, where it seems like we're getting beaten all the time? Let me tell you something. All God asks of you is faithfulness. That's it. Your availability is what He's concerned about. He'll take care of the ability part. And all the odds are against us, but so what? We are His child. Yeah. God doesn't judge by the same standards with which the world judges. Thank God for that. And God's truths are not dependent upon some politician. Thank God for that. Faithfulness is the word, not necessarily success.
All right, we're going to take a short break, folks. When we come back, more of our Spring Share-a-thon here at American Family Radio. 877-616-2396. The number to call, 877-616-2396. We'll be back.
Rusty Pugh, anchor for American Family News.
They actually pay me to do what I love to do. And people also ask me, how do you get up at 3 o'clock in the morning? Well, it's because I love what I do. We have the opportunity to give people a side of the story that they may not hear, because we come at this with a Christian worldview. And it's not just I'm telling them about a plane crash in Iowa or a flood in California. It's the issues that we deal with that matter to Christians. And that's why I love it so much.
I've never called, done anything like this before, but I felt it necessary to let you guys know how important what God is doing through y'all is. I was at work one morning by myself, and I was listening to one of your programs, and it was a sermon that was playing, and it touched me to the core and helped me get back on a path that I'd wandered away from a long time ago. I feel closer to Jesus now than I ever have. And the prayers that you guys pray and the messages that y'all preach, you never know when there's someone out there that desperately needs to hear it. And I'm someone that desperately needed to hear it. I need to hear it every day. But thank you so much for the bottom of my heart. Thank you.
It's how we run our ministry. In God, we trust. Call now at 877-616-2396 or give online at afr.net. Spring Share-a-thon 2018 continues on American Family Radio.
And we're back. Ed Battagliano, Fred Jackson, and Walker Wildman. The number to call is 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. It is our Spring Share-a-thon. The theme is In God We Trust. Fred, we were talking before the break, one of the news stories that you had brought up about this poll. Why don't you set that poll up once again, the results of it, and then we can just discuss it for a few minutes.
Yeah,
moving on to something else.
It's an Associated Press poll, and it's really interesting as far as Americans' alertness, I guess, to what is going on in our country. We ought not to be too surprised by all of this, because I think it's in the 2016 election, we definitely saw, despite what the polls were saying at the time, that millions of Americans were the message of Donald Trump was resonating with them, that he wanted to make America great again. You know, that kind of statement, I want to make America great again, speaks to a concern that something has happened in this country. So I think we're starting to see this resonate across the country. I think there are going to be, it's going to be interesting to watch this coming fall in the election, November 2018, mm-hmm. what happens. I do think the Democrats have got some difficulty. I do think the vast majority of Americans want a wall built. I do think the vast majority of Americans are kind of happy with the tax breaks they're getting.
Right.
How do you campaign against bonuses of $2,000?
That's right.
How do you campaign against that?
Yeah. Right.
I'm still scratching my head at Nancy Pelosi. And Nancy
called it crumbs.
And Nancy Pelosi talks about, well, we can secure our border by mowing the grass along the border. You know?
Yeah, that's not gonna
even a 10-year-old might say, Mrs. Pelosi, can you flesh that out for me a little
bit? Well, and I think that was a problem for Republicans during the Obama administration. You can't just spend all your time attacking the person who's in charge.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is also what catapulted Donald Trump to the front of the Republican pack in the primary season, was he actually began saying things, I have a plan, and it's build a wall, do those kind of things. And that is, people want to hear solutions.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to just hear rhetoric against the guy you're opposed to. Folks, it is Spring Share-a-thon. The number to call is 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. We have Jim Stanley, our general manager of the American Family Radio Network, in studio. He's going to tell us about an exciting, I don't know what you call this.
Challenge.
A challenge.
It
All right,
is
there
a
you
challenge.
Go. Explain to our listeners
right.
what this is.
I want to make sure there was evidently a misunderstanding. I apologize if I miscommunicated that. AFA is not providing the funds for the additional challenge.
$50.
The $50 radio coupon, if you will.
Yeah.
So that's not coming from the AFA funds. We're asking you to partner with us to come alongside and give your best gift possible.
And then what's happened is we've had some donors have given us a pool of money. And from that, it's going to allow us to add the $50 after the final gifts come in. And so when you make your best gift, if it's $100, you know, it equals 150 basically. Mm. And so you're giving your 100, and then these other folks on the backside of that, after it's all, you know, at the end of 2 hours, basically what we're going to do is for every call, every pledge that's come in, we're going to look at that. And let's say you get, like Sandy did this morning, she got 498. Is that right? Was that the final number? Do you remember?
Of calls.
Of pledges.
950.
Pardon me. What did I say?
400 something. Some random number.
Dyslexia, man. Sorry about that. I had most of the numbers in place, just in the wrong place. And so basically what we did is we took that and we multiplied it by the 100. And so nearly 100,000 additional dollars were given this morning. And so during that 1 hour, we raised close to $180,000.
Okay, so this time we'll multiply it by 50.
By 50, exactly.
The number of gifts
so
we have.
So when you guys have the 1,000 callers call in, then we're going to multiply that by 50.
Because we have Fred in here.
Because you have Fred.
We have Fred in here. And so just said this, because I was a little confused about this too. So if someone gives a monthly gift of $30 or more, that first pledge of 30 will have an additional $50 tacked on, but not every month.
Right. Not every month.
Right.
This is a one-time, you know, it's a one-time deal. And so for
these 2 hours.
Right. And so for the person that can only maybe give $10, the person's still going to add $50 to that. So that's what I'm saying. It's not going to impact your gift of what you are personally giving, but it is this person's going to come back and say, okay, so you had 50 callers. Well, all right, then you get an additional, $2,500. Mm-hmm. You have 100 callers, okay? You get an additional $5,000. Mm-hmm. And so that's what that's based on. Ever how many pledges come in, we're going to take and multiply those pledges times 50. And because of the generosity of listeners, we're going to be able to add to that the additional money.
So the number of this is what's important. Folks, if you're listening, and correct me if I'm wrong, Jim.
I will.
Let's say you decide you're going to wait till mid-afternoon to give. If you give during this two-hour period here of today's issues, up until noon Central Time, someone else is going to kick in an extra $50 into the pot.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So if you wait to this afternoon, that extra $50 doesn't get tossed in. That's why it's important. That's why it's important to do it now.
Right.
Yes. Right.
All right.
I'm getting it.
We're slow. There.
You're
there.
Slow on numbers. I'm slow on concepts.
And so to boil this down in five or six words.
Bring it, Walker.
We are maximizing your gift.
Amen.
Yes. Donors have come alongside American Family Radio and said, hey, I'll add $50 to every gift in the next 2 hours. So basically your
gift
is maximized till 12 o'clock Central Time. So now's the time to call.
And I like the idea.
And what number do they call?
877-616-2396.
Can I say it?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Everybody should. Hold up. We all work for you.
No, hey, listen, but I'm still a rookie on a lot of these kinds of things here with Share-a-thon. 877-616-2396. And we are, go ahead, Fred. Go ahead and say it.
I just want to say one thing.
Yes.
Sandy and I weren't confused about this at all.
Wow.
Fred's
got the whip over here, guys,
He's been beating this mule over here all morning.
We're laymen.
Hold on a second. A minute ago, you said, I like the idea, and then you stopped. What idea do you like?
I got nothing. At this point, I'm thinking of a pizza. A nice pepperoni pizza. But as to what I meant 5 minutes ago, I got no idea.
877-616-2396. It is day 3 of Share-a-thon.
Yes.
So if we sound a little punch drunk, we may be. All right.
Not that we're advocating any kind of drinking here, folks. And so, folks, now that I finally understand this challenge, If you were going to wait lighter. To give, don't. Give before noon Central Time, and some generous donor is going to throw another $50 into the pot. If you wait till mid-afternoon, that $50 will not get attached to your gift. So that clears it up for me. And folks, let's light it up, because we have got, and they are, there's a lot of people answering phones here in Charathon Central. So folks, let me just speak from my heart. You've heard the ridicule and abuse I've taken from Fred Jackson, who's from Canada, I might add. All right? He's from Canada. So I'm asking Americans to stick with an American, all right, and help me out here. I'm tired of hearing about he and Sandy, 950 calls this morning from 1 hour, okay? I'm tired of it, folks. Help me. Help me out. Somebody's going to add $50 to your call, to your gift. Call during the next, now hour and 20 minutes. Help me out.
In honor of Ed.
In honor of, no, we don't want to do that. In honor of American Family Radio, we're going to hear another listener testimony in just a minute, but I want to give the phone number again, because this is serious. This is serious business. We're competing with the Sandy Rios in the morning crowd. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. 877-616-2396. Let's listen to another listener testimony.
My name is Dale. I'm from Bubble, Mississippi. I'm a mailman, and I listen to the AFR station every day of my life. I don't remember how. It has just affected me in such a positive way. I tell people all the time, my mail route is 107 miles long, and it can be kind of boring sometimes, but I go to church every day by listening to AFR, and I get filled with the Spirit, and it comforts me to be out here in a rural area by myself. But I tell people all the time, I said I'm with God and my radio and AFR, and it's so uplifting and positive, and it fills me with the Spirit, and I'm so glad you guys are on the radio, and I hope it never goes away. Thank you, God.
Well, that's a great listener testimony. And folks, I just got to let you know that in these days of gender confusion, I like it when someone says, I'm a mailman. Okay? I mean, it just eliminates, that's what he was talking about, right?
Yes,
mailman?
That's right.
And that's
right.
Female women and male men. That's what we believe in.
We'll there talk you to you after the show, Ed.
That was a great listener testimony. Folks, we've been telling you, American Family Radio is a national Christian radio network of nearly 200 stations. Walker, where have some of the most recent pledges come from?
Yeah, we had Thomas call in this morning from Mechanicsville, Virginia. We had Sandra from Princeton, West Virginia. Paige called from Richardson, Texas. Ron from Hutchinson, Kansas. Pete from Crowley, Louisiana. And Jose from Tyler, Texas. So that's five or six states there just in the first and the last and most recent five or six givers. So people from all across the country calling, supporting American Family Radio. We truly are American Family Radio.
And yesterday we had a couple of calls, a couple of pledges from Alaska.
Yeah.
Folks, we want to let you know that even if you are not, if you don't live near a American Family Radio station, you can listen to AFR on your app. You just go to your app store and look up American Family Radio. You can download it, whatever it'll take, 60 seconds, and you can listen anywhere you can get good internet, good Wi-Fi. You can listen to American Family Radio. And you know what? You can also give. Even if you don't live near an American Family Radio station, you listen on your app, you can still give, as we found out from a couple of folks who live in Alaska. And the number to call is 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. And listen, I'm starting to understand this $50 challenge. If I can understand it, you can understand it. Whatever you give up until noon Central Time will have an extra $50 attached to it out of this pool of money that a generous donor has given. So don't wait till later in the day. Get that extra $50 tossed into the pot, so to speak, for us when you call and give here in the next hour and 15 minutes. All right, Fred, what other kind of news we got cooking? We've been spending a lot of time goofing around here.
Yeah.
We got news to deal with.
America has a new hero, all right?
You know, Fred, I don't like being called a hero. You're not talking about me.
Let's start again. America has a new hero. And we're all familiar with the Southwest Airlines story.
Yeah, this is a great
from
story.
The other day. Southwest Airlines leaves out of LaGuardia, New York, headed for Love Field in Dallas. And basically, one of the engines blows up. We now know that one of the blades came off, the cowling comes off, pieces of that. The sad part of this story, of course, is one lady lost her life because one of those pieces from the cowling broke a window. That passenger sitting beside that window passed away. I mean, she was severely injured. But what we're going to play for you right now is the conversation between the Southwest pilot, Tammy Jo Schultz, and the air traffic control. She obviously realized right away what happened when that engine failed. The aircraft, a Boeing 737, went into a 41-degree tilt to the left because she lost that engine, so right. It was thrust on one side. And so she was able to regain control of that aircraft, but all she realized she had to get that airplane down. And they were north of Philadelphia. And so what you're going to hear, Southwest pilot Tammy Jo Schultz, who was an F-18 pilot with the U.S. Navy, one of the first women pilots of a fighter pilot with the U.S. Navy. She's been flying with Southwest a number of years, but also we have found out that she's a born-again believer.
Right.
So with all of that in mind, I want you to listen to pilot Tammy Jo Schultz as she's talking with air traffic control about what they're going to do with this very serious predicament. Let's have a listen, cut four.
Actually, we're no fire now, but we are single engine.
Southwest 1380, descend and maintain 6,000.
Southwest 1380, down to 6,000.
And when you get a chance, I need a few remaining and souls on board.
Okay, 149 souls on board, 5 hours of fuel.
Southwest 1380 got a 1458 on frequency. I just cleared him for the approach. Southwest 1380, I understand your emergency. Let me know when you want to go in.
Yeah, we have a part of the aircraft missing, so we're going to need to slow down a bit.
Southwest 1380, speed is your discretion. Maintain at any altitude above 3,000 feet, and you let me know when you want to turn base.
All right, down to 3,000. Okay, could you have the medical meet us there on the runway as well? We've got injured passengers.
Injured passengers, okay, and is your airplane physically on fire?
No, it's not on fire, but part of it's missing. They said there was a hole and someone went out.
We'll work it out there. So the airport's just off to your right. Report it in sight, please.
In sight. South 1380. Airport's in sight.
Southwest 1380, you're cleared. Visual approach, 27 left. 27 left and towers on 18-5.
Southwest 1380, right turn when you're able. You want to stop wherever you need to is fine.
Thank you. We're going to stop right here by the fire truck. Thanks, guys, for the help.
That is absolutely amazing.
Yeah, the guy at air traffic control seemed more shaken than she did. Now, I have no idea what was going on inside her, but this is a lady who is a cool customer. Mm.
The one point when I was we played this earlier this morning, when she says, "I've got part of my plane missing, so I'm going to have to slow down a little bit."
Yeah,
I mean that was absolutely amazing.
Yeah,
she was in a critical situation. Because pieces of metal are coming off that one engine that failed. It also could cut into a wing and start a fire.
Right.
She's aware of all of this.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But what she's thinking about is getting down and getting that plane down in one piece. And we now know that when they got down safely, she went back and talked to every one of those passengers on board that survived just to make sure that they were okay. And you probably have seen the video. I mean, it was incredible. There were people praying. They thought they would never see their loved ones again.
Right.
This was a critical situation. But her experience and the fact that she's a born-again believer, and I'm sure she said a prayer, Lord, get us down safely and use the skills that I've been taught. She was amazing. And you pointed out, Ed, the ATC guy, the air traffic controller, seemed much more tense than she was.
Yeah.
And she's in the seat. Of this airplane with 149 people back there depending on her to get it down safely.
All right, folks, that is this woman, this pilot is a hero. And now, folks, this is our spring share-a-thon. That was gripping audio that we were hearing. But I'm also hearing some other things. I'm getting People are tapping on the window because our caller, our volunteers in our call center here at Sheraton Central are not busy. Okay. So Jim Stanley's tapping on the window and pointing. Folks, we got to light these phones up again so we can get back to some more news. It is our Spring Sheraton, 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. Jim Stanley is back in the studio, folks.
Well, in my defense this time, I was coming in to share something really neat with Walker.
Oh, yes. All right.
So okay. That he could share with you guys.
I'm sorry, I'm just a little paranoid.
Go ahead. I understand. Share that, Jim.
I understand. Brother Don and Miss Linda came through a moment ago.
Oh.
And now they're sitting at the back of Sheraton Central. And these guys walked through holding signs that said thank you to the volunteers and the staff that were answering phones.
Wow.
I mean, and then I had the opportunity to talk to Miss Linda and Brother Don, and she said, you know, they say a picture's worth 1,000 words. So we thought we'd just bring a sign.
Wow, that is awesome. Folks,
that's
have you been
special.
Now, we do have a lot of newer listeners, excuse me, but we have a lot of longtime listeners as well. Mm-hmm. And so for those of you who have followed this ministry for a long time, you know very well the names, Don Wildman and his wife, Linda Wildman. So let's light it up for them, folks, mm-hmm. if you're going to give. The number to call is 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. This is our Spring Sheraton, and God We Trust is our theme. 3 days in the spring, 3 days in the fall, and that's when we ask you to help keep this ministry going and help keep American Family Radio on the air. 3 days in the spring, 3 days in the fall. And you know what, folks? This is the last day of our Spring Sheraton. We want to light this thing up, and we're going to tell you about our premiums here in just a moment. But I do want to remind you that we have a challenge going on, and that is a generous donor has said for every call, every pledge, between 10 in the morning and 12 o'clock noon Central Time, every pledge, I'm going to throw in another $50. So if you were going to wait till mid-afternoon, late afternoon to give, if you want to increase the amount of money that is being given to this ministry, call now. Call before noon Central Time. I was just kidding about us competing with Sandy Rios in the morning, with Fred Jackson. I was competing, you know, just kidding about competing. But, folks, I really want to beat them. Okay, I really want to beat them. It's not a competition thing. It's not a pride thing. I assure you, I'm a very, very, very humble man. But I want to beat
and
them.
And you're proud of them.
I want to beat them like a couple of stray dogs.
Hey, folks, if you want to see Ed's competitive side in person, here's how you can do it. You can go to our Facebook page, Today's Issues on Facebook, and then you can also watch us on YouTube, Today's Issues on YouTube. Not only can you see Ed, Fred, and myself here in studio, behind us you can see Sheraton Central, and we got folks out there answering calls. My grandfather, Don Wildman, is sitting in the back against the wall, the founder of this ministry some 40 years ago. So you can visit AFR.net to give online. It takes about 5 minutes to give online, AFR.net. Or here's the number to call, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. Do we have a listener
testimony? Yeah, let's go to a listener testimony.
I just wanted to share with you my testimony, how AFR has changed my life, because it uplifts me, and I suffer with depression. So whenever I listen to the radio and I listen to AFR especially, it helps bring me out of those bad thoughts, those bad spirits, and I just know that AFR has made me a better person just by encouraging me to listen to God's Word, and I thank you so much for this. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Well, folks, it is our Spring Sheraton, and American Family Radio exists to tell people about Jesus Christ and to inform Christians about what is going on in our country. This is our Spring Sheraton. If you want to give and help keep this ministry on the air and doing that, telling people about the Lord Jesus and informing Christians by what is happening in our political and cultural arena. Here's the number to call, 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. Our theme for the Spring Share-a-thon, and I remind you again, this is the last day of Share-a-thon. That theme is In God We Trust. Psalm 91:2 says, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. American Family Radio is a national Christian radio network of nearly 200 stations. We have calls. Our most recent pledges are coming from Donna in Frankfort, Indiana, Daryl from Memphis, Missouri, Jerry from Natchez, Mississippi, June from Iowa, Louisiana, Sophia from Cuero, Texas, Greg from Grants Pass, Oregon, Ray and Judy from Belleville, Ohio. We really are a national Christian radio network. Fred?
Well, I just, radio is my favorite medium, has been now for over 40 years. And one of the reasons is radio goes where TV can't.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We've had letters and calls through the years from people who have been in prison.
Yeah,
and they listen to us. They hear a gospel message, and of course, it changes their lives. We were talking about earlier this morning, we have a lot of our listeners who are truck drivers going across the country, and they listen to us. In fact, I think there was a testimony for one truck driver we played earlier this morning, and they're alone a lot.
And they can't or shouldn't be watching TV while they're driving.
That's right. So they listen to us, and I mean, they get their preaching from us. They get their teaching. Brother Bert and Alex get on the afternoon, as Tim likes to say.
Exploring the Word, yeah.
Exploring the Word. It's the only live Bible study program on the air. So there's encouragement, there's information, but there's company.
Mm-hmm.
Just think about that. For so many people, we have folks who are widowed and they're living by themselves. They may be in the senior citizen center or they're in a house. We are their family.
That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah. We are their family.
We're company for folks.
Yeah, we're the American Family Association. And when you're part of us, folks, you are part of our family.
Mm-hmm.
And we're there for you. And so I've been with the organization for 21 years now. It's an incredible organization, folks, and it's worthy of the investment. And I'm not saying that just because I'm an employee here, but it is worthy of your investment. And this is a wonderful opportunity right now, this hour, to make that investment, to keep us going, to be a blessing to other people too.
Right. Yeah, and if you give between now and noon central, that's what we corrected earlier. A generous donor has agreed to add $50 on top of any amount of money you give to American Family Radio. You give $10, it'll become $60. You give $60, it'll become $110, and so on and so forth. But not only will your gift be added onto with that $50, you will receive a couple of different items if you give these certain amounts. If you give a one-time gift of $150 or more, just a one-time gift of $150 or more, then you'll receive 5 In God We Trust decals, bookmarks, and buttons. So we'll send you this pack of great bookmarks, buttons, and decals that has our national motto, In God We Trust. And if you give $30 or more for a monthly gift, then you'll receive all that I mentioned, plus an In God We Trust t-shirt. So a lot of great things to get here. And not only get these neat items, but you also support Christian radio and furthering the gospel.
Well, folks, we are going to take a 5-minute break for news. This is the American Family Radio Spring Share-a-thon for 2018. 3 days in the spring, 3 days in the fall is when we ask you to come alongside us to help keep us on the air and doing what God has called us to do. You are right there on the front lines with us. We like to think that we give voice to Christian America, have your views represented. We're going to take a short break, 5 minutes for the news. When we come back, there'll be more Share-a-thon straight ahead.